After years of debate, a compromise amendment focused on conserving county-owned environmental lands in Pinellas County is now all but certain to go to voters in November. Final tweaking is being done to the amendment before what looks to be a finalization of the language by the commission on August 19th. The quest to require citizens to okay the sale of any sensitive environmental lands was first suggested by Commissioner Susan Latvala.
It certainly is time that we move forward with this. I want to thank everybody for their participation over these last almost 4 years, I think it is.
In past versions of the amendment, voters would have had to approve the sale of environmental lands, but not the leasing or licensing. Today's version contained changes that would limit leases and licenses to 10 years. Environmental groups pushed for this change to ensure that no one would be given extended leases on the land. Environmental activist Lorraine Margeson supports this tightening of regulations.
No one is going to build, get a loan for a bank, or be able to do any kind of structural building when there's only a 10-year time period. So I believe that the 10-year lease time period does negate the possibility of anyone pursuing building ball fields, building a school, building anything, or pursuing that kind of capital project, because no bank, no one would invest in a 10-year question mark.
The amendment would still allow the sale, conveyance, or transfer of less than 1 acre of the county's environmental land. For WMNF, I'm Emily Reddy.